this time I'd like to check in for WRMW211 Hope. Deborah, Sarah, and Betty, they were unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen, do you copy?
WRMY 378 Robin, I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that, you're also coming in loud and clear. So we've previously discussed ways to protect your garden from the heat. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Robin?
Well, normally I wouldn't, but I have started my strawberry beds again, and I've got them in raised beds, which kind of can dry things out. There's legs, you know, air underneath. So what I do and what I have been doing, even though it hasn't been really hot yet, but I'm still doing it anyway, is I have burlap and I get it soaking wet and then I just drape it over and around the plants and it kind of keeps them cool. And then I do that usually in the evening time and then first thing in the morning.
Wow, that's a really good idea. And I'm assuming that works well. It makes sense. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Robin?
No, Karen, that's about it. It does work really well, and it's really a cheap way to go. So I hope you all have a good evening, and Karen, I hope that you have a wonderful evening, too, and I will talk to you all next week.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Robin. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRKP7101. Wanda, she was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
I wish you most of the time here.
Copy that. You cut out a little bit there. You're a little bit staticky, but we can still hear you. So have you got any suggestions for the lady on how to keep your garden hydrated, et cetera, in this upcoming heat wave?
Well, as far as hydrated, we water them.
Copy that. Well, we caught bits and pieces of that. You were kind of cutting out, but once you have hardened plants, you don't do anything. So apparently the heat doesn't seem to bother them.
That's after they are good and hardened off. It's the baby plants that are just getting in the ground now that might need a little protection with the shade cloth.
Gotcha, the cheesecloth is the part that I seem to have missed. So, wow. Okay, well, that sounds really good. I know that if you water them deeply in the morning, then the water usually helps hydrate them during the day. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sylvia?
Hey, I've been out planting, though.
Copy that. Well, that's what you do. Well, thank you for sharing that, and thank you for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
56
WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Hi, Karen. This is WQZA 709, and over.
copy of that. You're coming in loud and clear. So the ladies have been talking about protecting your plants and your garden from the extreme heat that's coming up. Have you got any ideas you'd like to share, Carol?
Well, so far we've planted ours, let's see, it's March, but in the house, and then we transplanted them outside. And they're pretty well hardened off. Last year's strawberries are just doing fantastic. And for the strawberries and our carrots and our sweet peppers, we water at nighttime and thoroughly soak them. And everything we have is above ground. And they are just doing excellent. And I haven't had any problems with the heat. And we've had a couple of days over 100. The other things that we have, the tomatoes and everything, the cucumber and the squash, and we water early. Sorry about that. Went over.
That's fine. We all do that. Go ahead and finish, Carol.
The strawberries, not the strawberries, but the tomatoes and the zucchini and cucumbers and our bell peppers, we water early in the morning, super early. So they have all day, and so far we haven't had any problems.
Very nice. Well, the ladies with the green thumbs that know how to do the gardening. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Carol?
I hope everybody has a cool weekend.
I think that was a play on words, yeah. I think it's supposed to be 96 here on Saturday. So, anyway, well, thanks for that. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
Marcia,
WQZA 709, and doing well. And what Carol said is what we're doing, and just water when we can.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. Thanks both of you for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen, you copy?